All right, Triple Say, good morning. Let us begin. I apologize about the coffee situation, but it's being remedied. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Yeshua, Kravo, Lovo. Emir Hashem. All right, Triple Say, let's begin. Begin by thanking our sponsors, our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Elul, Avram and Shandy Kelman, for dedicating all the Sherman Drush shows this month in memory of their parents. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshamas will have an aliyah and the family a Nechama. We thank our Week of Learning sponsors, Alan Wiseman, in commemoration of the 10th yard site of his beloved wife, Rita, Rivka Rachel Bas Zecharia, Zichron Livracha, Jesse and Rivka Meyerowitz, in honor of the birth of a baby to Shmuel and Shira Arthman, Dr. Ron and Marlene Gartenhouse, in honor of their sons, Harris and Simon, who Baruch Hashem are Zochet to study in Eretz Yisrael this year. We thank all of our sponsors for their incredible generosity. And with this, let us begin. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It could be. I'll leave that to you, Sammy. Thank you. All right, Tabose. So I have a lot to do today. Today's daf is Nun Dalid 54. We are picking up in Meretz Hashem on Nun Gimel Amud Beis. We left off at the Mishnah. Sorry. We left off at the Mishnah. So let us begin. Sorry, just getting oriented here for a moment.
Can I bring it to the middle like that? Is that okay?
Yeah, I don't need to see the Gemara.
Okay. I know about that.
It's perfect. Thank you, Sammy. Thank you. All right, well, so let's begin. Thank you. Mishnah Nun Gimel Amud Beis 53b says the Mishnah as follows: Ein pochsin me'esrim v'achas tekios b'mikdash. We do not blow less than 21 tekios in the mikdash. So our topic over here now is going to be, remember again, we started in the discussion regarding the shofar blowing by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Gemara now is going to globalize that discussion a little bit and speak about the general tekios we blow in the Mikdash. So we never blow less than 21 tekios in the Mikdash. And we never blow more than 48. What's the breakdown of this? On a general day, there are 21 tekios. See, thank you so much. Thank you. Don't be sorry. Thank you so much. On a general day, there were 21 tekios in the Mikdash. How, thank you so much. How were there 21? Shalosh the psichas sharim. So three. Now, so we're going to see now the way this is, we're going to see an interesting machlokas in the Gemara about the nature of whether or not we count tekia, trua, tekia as one sound, whether or not we count tekia, trua, tekia as three sounds. Actually, again, very, very halacha lemaisa in Yanni Dioma. So in any event, they would go ahead and they would blow three tekia. Well, by the way, also, we call all the sounds tekios. Even though, again, of course, tekia just means a shofar blast. We're going to see, in fact, the way they would blow was tekia, trua, tekia, not just tekios. But okay, well, for our purposes, we call them tekios. So it says in the Mishnah, how do you get to 21 on a regular day? Three lepsichas sharim. So three tekios that you would go ahead and blow when they would open up the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. V'teisha l'tamid shel shachar. Nine sounds, nine blasts with the tamid shel shachar. Teisha l'tamid shel bein arbayim. Another nine, ultimately, again, for the afternoon tamid. So we'll say again, that's 21 right there, right? Nine for the morning tamid, nine for the afternoon tamid, three for the opening of the gates. Now again, so that's your baseline. So that's what the Mishnah means when it says we never blow less than 21 tekios in the Mikdash on any given day. Ubu Musaf, and so say, see, now we're going to build on that. Because remember again, the Mishnah said never less than 21, but also again, no more than 48. So how do you work your way up to 48? Ubu Musafin, b'musafin, hayu mosifin od tesha. By Musaf, ultimately, again, there would be another nine blasts. Another nine blasts, so the Gemara says. Ube'erev, so first off, I should just read the first Rashi in the Mishnah, even though we're already into the Mishnah. Rashi says, Me'esher ve'achas tekios, b'chol yom kidim mefarish va'azil, pshuto lefanel, u'pshuto l'acharel, u'trua be'emtza. So the Rebbe said, this is actually Gemara Meseches Rosh Hashanah, not Sukkah, which is that whenever we have shofar blasts, Chazal learn out that a shofar blast always has a tekiah before it, a tekiya after it, and a trua in the middle. That's why we're presupposing that three kol unit. So the Gemara goes on. Ube'erev Shabbos, we're supposed to say, therefore, again, if it was a day with Musaf, Musaf would have an extra 9 kolos. Ube'erev Shabbos, and on Erev Shabbos, what would happen? Hayu Mosifin Sheish. We'll say, this is incredible. By Erev Shabbos, they would add another 6 kolos. So you see how everything is building on each other. So on Erev Shabbos, another 6 kolos. Why 6? Shalosh lahadli lahibatela ami malacha. So 3, to go ahead and cause the people to go ahead and stop working. 3, to cause them to stop working. Ushalosh lahavdil bein kodesh lachol. And another 3, ultimately, again, to cause them to ultimately usher in Shabbos. Remember, again, also, you've seen this before. We saw this in the second Shabbos, right? 3 kolos in order to go ahead and tell people time to stop working. 3 kolos in order to tell people it is Shabbos. And I will say, somebody just actually sent me a video the other day, which was incredible, about the excavations around the Harabayas. And they found this stone. They had this stone that had an interesting inscription. And the inscription it had, I have to go back and watch it again. The inscription was something like, Lebeis hatikia neleich lekavod Shabbos, something like that. They couldn't figure out what the stone was. It turns out that it was the stone that was set in the corner of the top of the mikdash, where the kohen would go ahead and blow the tekiyos. They would blow the tekiyos on Erev Shabbos from the mikdash, right by, you know where they have Robinson's Arch, right by Robinson's Arch, right by the area of the southern wall excavations. By Robinson's Arch, that's where they know they had all of these shops. The Kohen would blow the shofar pretty much right over that area, the Kavod Shabbos. When he would blow the first three tekiyos, they would close up their shops. So they literally had, there was an inscription by the stone where the Kohen did the tekiyos. It's absolutely amazing. I'm gonna try to track it down. I'll share it with the shir. So the Gemara says as follows. Erev Shabbos Shabbos Ochachag. So again, all you see is we're building on these tekiyos. Erev Shabbos Shabbos Ochachag. When Erev Shabbos falls out during Sukkot, let me say it differently. Erev Shabbos always falls out during Sukkot, right? Meaning, on Erev Shabbos of Sukkot, Hayu Sham Arboim Ushmona. So we'll say, interestingly enough, apparently the day that had the most tekiyos was Erev Shabbos during Sukkot. How so? 48. So we're going to go through the whole list now. Shalosh L'Psicha Sharem. 3 for the opening of the gates, like we saw before. Shalosh L'Shara Elyon U'L'Shara U'L'Shara Tachton. Oh, we'll say, now we go back to the last Mishnah. What did we learn in the last Mishnah? That by Simchas Beis Hashem, when they would go out to draw the water, they would blow the tekiyas by the opening of the upper gates and the lower gates. Remember again, the Shara Elyon referred to what? Shar Nikanor. The Shar HaTachton referred to the eastern gate of the what we call the Ezras Nashim, the Azara, going out onto the Harabayis. So in addition to the 3 kolos you would have every single morning to open up the gates, you have 6 more. 3 by Shar Nikanor, 3 by the eastern gate. The Shalosh, the Miloy HaMayim, another 3 ultimately that were blown for the actual drawing of the water. The Shalosh HaGabim Mizbeach, another 3 kolos that were blown when they would pour the water on the Mizbeach. And then again, Teish L'Tamid Shal Shachar, our regular 9 as part of the Karmen Tamid Shal Shachar. Teish L'Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, another 9 for the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. Teish L'Musafin, another 9 for the Karmen Musaf. Shalosh, and I will say, so again, those are all what we'll call Sukkis and regular day and Sukkis related, right? Now here are the extra ones. Remember, this is Erev Shabbos also. Therefore, Shalosh Lahavdil Asa'amin Amalacha, another 3 to tell the people to go ahead and stop doing work. V'Shalosh Lahavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, and then 3 more to tell the people that Shabbos is actually starting. So it turns out that on a regular day you had 21, and apparently the day that had the greatest number of tekiyos was Erev Shabbos during Sukkot. Very interesting. Good. Says the Gemara. Thank you, Say. Says the Gemara, Masnis Lul Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah does not reflect the view of Rabbi Yehuda. How so? The Sanyo, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Apoches Lo Yivchos Misheva, Vamosif Lo Yosef Al Sheish Esrei. As Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't blow less than 7 tekiyos, and you don't blow more than 16. Well, obviously, that's not aligned with our Mishnah, because remember, again, the Mishnah said you never blow less than 21 and not more than 48. But Michael, if you're supposed to say, what is at the core of this machlokes? That's supposed to say, here we go. As I alluded to this meeting in Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Tekiya Trua, Tekiya Achos Hi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tekiya Trua, Tekiya is one sound. It's one sound, right? It's not, again, three sounds, but rather it's looked at as one comprehensive unit. For Rabbanan Savri, Tekiya Luchod, Uchua Luchod. And the Rabbanan will hold that, no, Tekiya Trua, Tekiya are each their own kolo. So we'll say, so at least on the front end, we understand this. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you never go ahead and blow less than seven kolos. But remember, each of those seven is comprised of what? Three kolos. So in fact, at least on the lower end, Rabbi Yehuda is not really saying anything different. On the upper end, we'll see there's a machlokes. But Lamaisa, the core machlokes is, in general, how do you view the tekiya, churua, tekiya unit? Is that one sound or is that three sounds? Rabbi Yehuda will say that's one sound. The Rabbanu will say three sound. My time, Rabbi Yehuda. So why would Rabbi Yehuda hold that tekiya trua tekiya is one sound? Amekra utekatem trua. The pasuk says, "You shall blow the trua." That will say uksev trua yisku haketzad tekiya trua tekiya achasi. So we'll say, so essentially again, what Rabbi Yehuda says is like this: every time the Torah goes ahead and says that halacha lamais, you have to blow a trua, it's always understood that there's a tekiya before it and a tekiya after it. The fact that the Torah just identifies that three-unit kol as a terua tells us that what? It's looked at as one sound. It's looked at as one sound. V'rabbanan, ha'hu l'pshuta l'fanehu, u'lacharehu da'asa. The Rabbanan will say, no, halacha lamais. First of all, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says over here, achasi, mitzvah achas hein, v'chad ha'chashiv luhu. Hochi garsin, amai tam d'Rabbi Yehuda, t'chsevu t'katem trua, ama trua, hainu tekiya. Kilomar midikari l'trua tekiya, shvamina chadi. So we'll say, we know, again, like I mentioned before, this is actually the sugya in Rosh Hashanah, but we know that the kolos over here are a tekiya, a trua, and a tekiya. Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that the Torah only refers to them as a trua indicates to us that it's reckoned as one sound made up of three parts. The Rabbanan will say, "V'Rabbanan, hahu lepshuta ulefanah." I'm sorry, "Hahu lepshuta lefanah lacharehu da'asa." Rabbanan say, "No, that pasuk comes to teach us that every trua utekatem." Tells us that every trua must be preceded and followed by a tekiya. So the Gemara says, "Rabbanan, my time ayu." So we'll say, "So Rabbi Yehuda's svara is that the Torah simply calls the kol a trua, even though we know through other drushas that trua always means tekiya before and tekiya afterwards. The fact that the Torah just calls it a trua tells me that the three sounds are reckoned as one." Rabbanan, my time ayu. According to the Rabbanan, ultimately, again, what's their logic? The Torah says, when you Kadosh Baruch says to Moshe Rabbeinu, when you gather the people, blow a tekiya, but not a churua. So we'll say, so the sign ultimately again for going ahead and gathering the people was just a tekiya without a churua. And if Rabbi Yehuda, you're right, that tekiya, trua, tekiya is one unit. Amar Rachmona palga de mitzvah avid, upalga lo avid. Would HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu to perform half a mitzvah? In other words, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, when you want to gather the people, just blow a tekiya, not a trua, just a tekiya, indicates to us that what? That they're separate individual sounds. Because if the mitzvah was only tekiya, trua, tekiya, would HaKadosh Baruch Hu go out and tell Moshe Rabbeinu to perform half a mitzvah? Of course not. Rabbi Yehuda, what would Rabbi Yehuda counter to that? Rabbi Yehuda, hahu v'simna ba'amuhuda asa. Rabbi Yehuda would say, that's not fair. That blowing of the shofar to gather the people, that's not a mitzvah. That's just the simin, right? In other words, simna means at the end of the day, in other words, that was a utilitarian call. There was no mitzvah involved in that. That was just a logistical blast. Therefore, you can't learn anything out from that, legabe the mitzvah. So the Gemara said, V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan will agree, you're right. At the end of the day, that is only a simen. Rashi says, over Yahu l'simna ba'amahu, hahi tekiya, shilahakila kal, eino ela simen, kishahaya Moshe rotz ladabra alehem, ve'eino mitzvah. So Rabbi Yehuda wants to distinguish between a tekiya that is, or a blast that is blown for a mitzvah purpose versus a logistical purpose, right? So Rabbi Huda will say this is a logistical blast. You don't learn anything out from this. The Rabbanon will say it is true. It is a logistical blast. The Rabbanon simnahu. It is a simin v'rachmana shavye mitzvah. But ultimately, again, even though it's a simin, this simin ultimately, again, is a mitzvah as well. Rashi says, "Rachmana shavye mitzvah shemetzuvim lahakil b'simin zeh." That ultimately, again, meaning at the end of the day, it's a logistical blast, but the logistical blast is also a mitzvah. So the fact that the logistical blast is also a mitzvah, and what? And it's only a tekiya, not a trua, indicates to us what? That the blasts themselves are each looked at as individual kolos. And therefore, tekiya, trua, tekiya are three, not one. Vaharaya, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us to just blow a tekiya, ultimately, again, to gather the people. But you know, the Lashon over here is so beautiful, because if you look at Lashon, V'Rabbanan Simnahu, Rashi says over here, Rabbanan Simnahu, V'Rachmana Shav Yemitzvah. So even though you're right, the blowing of the tekiya was a logistical blast, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it a mitzvah. Again, if you look at the Lashon of Rashi, it's the last line, V'Rachmana Shav Yemitzvah, Shemitzuvim Lahakyo. Now we'll say, What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to be a kehila. The mitzvah is to gather. There is a mitzvah ultimately, again, in fostering an atmosphere of achdus. The blowing of that tekiya at the end of the day was a simin, but again, rachmana shavye mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the mitzvah of shemetzuvim lahakil, of getting everyone together. We often think that achdus, that finding a sense of Jewish unity, putting aside our differences, not arguing over every single thing, trying to be united despite profound differences, is a nice thing, is a logistical thing, right? Everybody else is against us, so we have to be united. Rabbanan say it's not just a logistical thing. Even if it starts out as a logistical thing, Rachmana Shavye Mitzvah Shemitzuvim Lahakil. At the end of the day, it's not just logistics, but it's an incredible mitzvah to try to promote within our own mishpachas, within our kilos, within Klal Yisrael, a sense of achdus. The Gemara says, Kiman Azla, Had Amar Rav Kana. It's about to say, these are fundamental machlokes. It's really very interesting. Fundamental machlokes, are the three blasts considered to be one, or are the three blasts considered to be three? Rabbi Huda says one, Rabbanan say three. It will say, by the way, this is not just like semantics of it, it's actually incredibly important, because the shaila is, according to Rabbi Huda, you're never going to have a blast that's just a tekiya, right? Or just the trua. Because according to Rabbi Huda, there's always a three-kol unit. The only exception might be by Moshe Rabbeinu. According to the Rabbanon, you absolutely could have tekiyas without truas. So the Gemara says, "Kiman azla hadam Rav Kana, ein bein tekiya l'trua." So whose opinion is reflected in the following sentence of Rav Kana? Rav Kana said, "Ein bein tekiya l'trua v'lo klom." You can't have any space, any pause, in between the blowing of your tekiya and your trua. Look at Rashi. V'lo klom lo haya mafsik bein sayim ela kedei neshima. That you're really not supposed to have, when blowing all of these blasts, again, I will say, we're not talking about Rosh Hashanah right now. By Rosh Hashanah, there's an interesting machlokes. By Tekiya Shofar, the machlokes of Neshima Achos, Shtei Neshimos, but that's not by Tekiya and Trua, that's by Shvarim Trua. Right? How are you supposed to blow a Shvarim Trua? Is it supposed to be Shvarim Trua in one breath? Or is it supposed to be Shvarim Trua in two breaths? Here what the Gemara is saying is like this. Rav Kahn is saying that when you're blowing your tekiya, your terua, and your tekiya, you really shouldn't take more than one breath in between your tekiya and your terua. The kolos should be linked. So the Gemara says, whose opinion is that? But the Gemara says, Kiman Rabbi Huda. That sounds like Rabbi Huda. Why? Well, so why is it Rabbi Huda? Why Rabbi Huda? Because what does Rabbi Huda hold about the three blasts? What does he hold? That they're one. That's why Rabbi Huda holds that kia, tekiya, trua, tekiya is one blast. We look at it as one blast. So it makes sense, therefore, that you should not have more than the pause of one breath in between those sounds. So the Gemara says, Peshitta. Okay, and isn't that kind of obvious? Top of Nun Dalet. Mal de Tema, what would you have thought? Afilu Rabbanon. See, no, I would have thought that, in fact, that could even reflect the view of the Rabbanon. How so? Rashi says, Malte Marabanani, V'yachol ha-hafzik bein sayim hafzakam u'etes, u'may ein bein, Dika Amar, shlo yamtin amtonam meruba. So we'll say, I'm going to thought that might even be the Rabbanon. Right? Even the Rabbanon who hold that the three blasts are three distinct kolos, they would also agree that you should not tarry or not wait more than a breath in between the kolos. Who is it coming to exclude? And perhaps it's coming to exclude the position of Rabbi Yochanan. Do Amar Shama Teisha Tkios V'Teisha Shaos Bayom Yatsa. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Halacha L'Maisa. Nabosai, this is by Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you heard 9 Tkios. Remember again, on Rosh Hashanah, Meretz Hashem, we're going to get to this. We won't get to this Sugya, but in Meretz will be on Rosh Hashanah on Thursday. B'Shat Tova Umitzlachos. So remember again, on Rosh Hashanah, we have an obligation of what we call 9 kolos. The truth is, 9 become 30, 30 become 100. That's the way it works, right? So we'll get into that in Meretz Hashem. But you really have an obligation of 9 kolos, right? The reason you get 9 kolos is how? Tkia, trua, tkia. That's what I have to blow 3 times. Yom trua yelachem. I have ultimately, I said yom trua 3 times. I have an obligation to blow 3 truos. All right, machlokes, what's trua? We'll see all of this. Rabbi Yochanan says something very interesting. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you spaced those 9 kolos throughout the entire day, you're yotzei. In other words, as long as over the course of Rosh Hashanah, you hear 9 blasts, you are good to go, even if there's a significant amount of time. Look at Rashi. Teisha tkios, hamuras b'Rosh Hashanah min ha-Torah, shalosh l'malchios, tkia, tshua tkia, v'shalosh l'zichronos, v'shalosh l'shofros, k'damirim b'Rosh Hashanah, So Rashi just points out over here, again, Iker, 3 tkios by Malchus, 3 tkios by Shofros, 3 tkios by Zichronos. So I might have thought that really, again, when Rav Kahana comes along and says that you should not take more than a breath in between the tkia, the trua and the tkia, that's coming to exclude the position of Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that you could even space out the kolos over the course of the entire day. But perhaps reflects the view of the Rabbanon as well. Kamashmalon, no. Kamashmalon, this is coming to exclude the Rabbanon as well. And this is reflective of the view of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that halacha lamaisa, tekiya, trua tekiya, is one call. Ultimately, again, Rabbi Yehuda will hold that there really should not be more than a breath in between your tekiya and your trua, and your trua and your tekiya. But the Rabbanon, who hold that it's 3 distinct kolos, would hold that what? You could even tarry a bit longer in between those kolos. Beautiful. Maybe that is indeed the case. Maybe it's even according to the Rabbanon, just coming to exclude Rabbi Yochanan. Imkein mai velo klum. If that's the case, we'll say, see, Rav Kahana's Lashon is very specific. Rav Kahana says, ein bein tkia l'trua velo klum, which means you should not delay. There should be no delay in between your tekiah and your trua. Velo klum literally means nothing more than a breath. That's a very short window. So that's not really the view of the Rabbanon. We'll say, I want to point out, the Gemara is mixing and matching over here a little bit between Rosh Hashanah and the tekiahs of the Beis HaMikdash. So I just want to point out, as much as we're grouping them here, they're very, very, very different halachas and very different obligations. So remember again, the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon is a machlokes in the Mikdash. It's true, it could spill over into Rosh Hashanah as well, but Lemaisa, their primary argument is in the Mikdash itself. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that it's three are one, tkia trua tkia is one call, the Rabbanon ultimately 3. We now come out seeing what's a nafkamina, right? What does it matter? Oh, I'll tell you how it matters. Rav Kahana's statement that you should not pause in between the tekiya, the trua, and the tekiya. Not more than a breath. Whose opinion does that reflect? The Gemara says at the end of the day, whose opinion? Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the 3 are one, would need you to go ahead and blow them in rapid succession. The Rabbanon would say that halacha l'maaseh, the 3 are 3. Again, you still need to blow them as a unit. Even the Rabbanon agreed that the 3 are a unit. But l'maaseh, a little bit of a pause in between the tekiya, the true and the tekiya, would not invalidate the unit. Beautiful. Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Chag. So we'll say, so remember again, the Mishnah said no less than 21 kolos and no more than how many? 48. Remember again, when did you get to 48? When did you get to 48? Erev Shabbos during Sukkos. And remember again, the additional kolos really came from what? Right? Came from Nisuch HaMayim, right? 3 Shar Elyon, 3 Shar Tachton, 3 for the drawing of the water, 3 on the Mizbeach, and then ultimately again, another 6 for Erev Shabbos, right? 3 to tell people Shabbos is coming, 3 to stop working. So the Gemara says as follows, V'ilu l'ma'ala siris lo katani. So also, here's what's interesting. There's something missing. What's missing? This was yesterday's daf. What's missing? The Mishnah said that as part of Nisuch HaMayim, so it's true, they would blow 3 kolos by Shar Nikanor, the Shar Elyon, the opening of the Shar Elyon. They would go to the 10th step. Remember, we had a whole machlokas? Is it 5 down, 10 from the bottom? Is it 10 down? We had a whole machlokas about this. They would blow on the 10th step. The Mishnah here makes no reference to the blowing of the 10th step. To which the Gemara says, money, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakovi. Ultimately, again, whose opinion is this? In fact, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, this Sanya, Shalosh Lamala Asiris, we learned before that you blow 3 blasts on the 10th step. But say, again, I just want to point out just the visual. Remember, Sharnikanor, which is the door that divides between the Azara, what we called yesterday the Ezras Nashim, the main courtyard. When you go through Sharnikanor, there's a very thin corridor. It's not really a corridor, it's just a space that's called Ezras Yisrael. And then ultimately, again, you get into what we call Ezras Kohanim, or the Kodesh, where the Mizbeach was, and then again, where the Ulam, Heichal, so on and so forth. The area we're talking about over here is you're coming out of Shar Nikanor, right? So you're walking east, right? You're coming out of Shar Nikanor, you're going down the steps, you're going into the outside. Why is there no mention of the shofar blast on step number 10? Whose opinion is this? Rabbi Eliezer. He's saying, Shalosh Lamala Asiris, we blow 3 shofar blasts on the 10th step. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Shalosh Agabim Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov disagrees, and he says, you only blow 3 when you pour the water on the Mizbeach. To which the Gemara says, Ha Omer Lamala Asiris, Eino Omer Agabi HaMizbeach, Vaha Omer Agabi HaMizbeach, Eino Omer Lema'ala Asir. So, Bosi, here's what's interesting. Apparently, there's agreement on the final number of tkios. The machlokes is about the following. Do we blow 3 on the 10th step, or do we blow 3 by the Mizbeach? So the one who holds 3 by the 10th step doesn't blow by the Mizbeach. The one who holds 3 by the Mizbeach doesn't blow on the 10th step. So the Gemara says, my time, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov. So Rabbi Lezman Yaakov apparently is of the opinion that we don't blow 3 kolos by the 10th step. We only do it by the pouring on the Mizbeach. Why? What's his logic? So the Gemara says, my time, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov. Kevon de takal psichas sharim lamala. Sorry. Kevon de takal psichas sharim lamala asiris lamali. The Taka. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov will say like this. We just blew 3 blasts when we opened up Shar Nikanor, which is right there. So why do we have to blow on the, what's the significance of an additional 3 blasts on the 10th step? Right? What does that do? So the Gemara says, I love Sharhu. Meaning, why the 10th step? What does that have? Rabbi say, again, remember, the Gemara now never actually fully addressed this. In other words, yesterday's daf, if you remember again, what do we speak about when it came to the steps? What do we focus on? The steps. What do we focus on? Whole last Gemara. Why 15? Right? Why 15 steps? The 15 Shira Malises, the whole story with David HaMelech and the Tahom. That we saw. But Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says, why am I blowing on the 10th step? What's the significance of step number 10? Lamali Ditaka Hailav Sharu Hilchach Agabi Mizbeach Adif. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, no, you blow on that when you pour the water on the Mizbeach, because that's part of the Avodah. For Rabbanan Savi, the Rabbanan will say, Kevan de Taki Lemili Hamayim Agabi Mizbeach Lamali. The Rabbanan will say, that Halacha Lamaisa, since you're blowing the shofar when you actually draw the water from the Shiloach, so why is there a need to blow again when it's poured on the Mizbeach? Therefore, Hilchach Lema'ala Asiris, Hilchach Lema'ala Ha'asiris Adif. Therefore, they hold that Halacha Lema'isa, better to do it by the 10th step. So we'll say, so this is the source of the Machlokes. Rabbi Huda will say, Rabbi Lez Ben Yaakov will say, I don't see any significance by step number 10. The only time pretty much you're ever blowing the shofar is when? Opening of gates and Avoda. the 10th step does not go ahead and meet either of those criteria. The Rabbanan will say there's no need to blow the shofar when you pour the water on the Mizbeach. You already blew the shofar when we drew the water itself. Therefore, the Rabbanan will say, go ahead and blow it by the 10th step itself. Kiosk Rav Acha Bar Chanina Midroma, when Rav Acha Bar Chanina came from the south, I see Masnisin Biyadei. He brought with him the following Mishnah. Ubnei Aaron HaKohanim Yisku Bechatzosros. The sons of Aaron the Kohanim will go ahead and blast the trumpets. Yisku Bechatzosros. Shein Tamalomar Yisku. There was no need ultimately again to say Yisku, that they will blow the shofros. The Chatzosros, excuse me. Shekvar Ne'amar Utikatim Bechatzosros Al Aloseichem V'Azivchei Shalmeichem. Because the Pasuk already said, and you shall go ahead and blast the Chatzosros on your Olos and on your shlamim, to which the Gemara says, Ma tamalomer yisku. Ultimately, again, why was there a need to go ahead and insert this word yisku again? Hakol lefi hamusafin token. Ultimately, again, to teach us that halacha lemaisa, the number of tkiyas, will be governed by the number of musafin. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Lomar she token, Rashi says, Hu haya mefarish la demai hakol lefi hamusafin de karmina she token hakol musaf umusaf. Yom Shiyesh. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. I'm reading ahead. Hu Tani La V'Hu Amar La. Should read the line in the Gemara. So again, this was Rav Acha Bar Chanina explained it. Amar Lomar Shetokin Al Kol Musaf Umusaf. It teaches us that they blow the shofar for each and every carbon musaf. Right, that no matter how many carbonos musaf you have, ultimately, again, we go ahead and we blow the shofar for each one. Look at Rashi now. Lomar Shetokin. It's almost right across in Rashi. Lomar Shetokin. Who are you mefarish la demai hakolaf ya musaf in the kamiron? Shetokin al kol musaf umusaf. That I will say every musaf of the day gets its own set of tkios. Yom shiyesh bo shtei kedushas. For example, if you have a day that has more than one musaf. Now, when would you have a day that has more than one musaf? Kigon Shabbos the yomtiv. For example, right? Yomtiv falls out on Shabbos. Vitzarech shnei musafin. Token l'chol musaf. Sha'omrim l'musaf Shabbos shir shal Shabbos v'tokin teisha tkios l'shlosha prakim u'l'musaf yom tov shir shal yom tov v'tokin tes tkios. So I will say so again. Interestingly enough, Rav Acha Bar Chanina, sorry, is coming along to say that every musaf gets its own set of nine tkios. This is obviously reflecting the view of the Rabbanan, not Rabbi Yehuda, that the three blasts are looked at as three individual kolos and not as one. Good. Says the Gemara, Tosh Tanan, Erev Shabbos. So we'll say, we've transitioned a little bit over here. Right, so just to follow the flow. We saw with Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, are 3-1 or are 3-3? Good. We saw that Machlokes. And ultimately, again, there we saw another Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan about do we blow three blasts for Nisach HaMayim on the 10th step or not? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov saying no, the Rabbanan saying yes. But it turns out, interestingly enough, that Machlokes doesn't impact what? Doesn't impact what? The final tally. Why? Because if you're blowing on the 10th step, you're not blowing where? On the Mizbeach. And if you're blowing on the Mizbeach, you're not blowing where? On the 10th step. So the final tally remains the same, just where you make up that three. We're now transitioning to another discussion, which is that each Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, where each Musaf gets its own set of blasts. So it's not Erev Shabbos, Shabbos El Chachag, when Erev Shabbos, or when Sukkis of Erev Shabbos. Sukkis, right? Erev Shabbos of Sukkis, right? Hayu Sham Memches. That was in the Mishnah's model, that was the maximum number of tkiyas. 48. 48 on that day. Vim Isa. Now, if it's true that every Musaf gets its own set of blasts, Vim Isa, Lisni Shabbos Shebesochachag. I can give you even a day that has more than 48. What's a day that has more than 48? Not Erev Shabbos Sukkis, but what? Shabbos Sukkis. Shabbos Sukkis Mishkachas Lei Chamshin V'Chad. Ultimately, again, you will go ahead and get 51 tikiyos. Because remember, again, we just established that every Musaf gets its own set of nine. No, it's not true. Because Shabbos, you're always minus three. How are you minus three on Shabbos? Apparently, they don't blow the three blasts for the opening of the gate on Shabbos. Right? Those three blasts, they don't. See, even though the Musaf, you'll have more, at the end of the day, we don't blow to open the gates. Look at Rashi. Shein token of psicha sharm Shabbos. Shein a mitzvah. This is interesting. The opening, when we blow the Shabbos, we're going to distinguish that this is really so fascinating, that not all the tekios and the mikdash are the same. The tekios that accompany avodah are a mitzvah. But tekios, for example, the tekios that were blown, for example, by the opening of the gates, those were not mitzvos. Those are not mitzvos. Rashi says over here, she'en ala mitzvah ketekiyah shal karban, dechsiv dikra, utekatim bechatzotros. Ala lo seichem, aval hanach, lesimna ninhu, shiyishmu, viyavolu ma'amadam, uluduchanam, velo dachu Shabbos. People say, why did they blow the shofar when they opened the gates of the Beis HaMikdash? Why did they blow the shofar? To wake up people, right? To have the Karman Levim, time to get to work. That was the point of those shofar blasts. That's not a mitzvah. When is shofar a mitzvah? When it's blown as part of avodah. It's blown as part of avodah. But the opening of the gates, ultimately again, was just the simin. So therefore, interestingly enough, we thought that we found the 51 kol day, actually not true. Because Shabbos and Yom Tov, or Shabbos, you're -3, because they would not blow the kolos to open the gates. Amar Rava, man hu delo, so listen to this. So Rava didn't like this. Rava said, man hu delo chash lekimcha. Who is this one who does not grind his wheat well? Now, we'll say that was a Talmudic shtach, right? That was a, right? When you call someone who doesn't grind their wheat well, that means someone who does not think fully before they speak, right? Because remember, if you don't grind your wheat, it's good to know. If you don't grind your wheat well, right, what happens? You get chaff together with the wheat. So somebody who does not think before they speak, the Gemara calls, did not, by the way, you could use this, and the person won't even know you're insulting them. It's mad, unless they're in shir. Don't use it in anyone in shir. But or anyone does daf. But the mice are very, very powerful. You sowed. So Rava said, who's the one, who is this guy who does not grind his wheat well? I'll tell you why this doesn't make sense. Chada, number one, chada, the b'chol yom tinan. First of all, it's not true. The Mishnah said every single day they would blow three kolos when they opened up the gates. Every single day means what? Means what? The Pashos, even Shabbos. Even Shabbos, that's what it sounds like. Va'od, inami kadodininu. And even if they're equal, so even if that turns out that Erev Shabbos of Sukkot is the same of Shabbos of Sukkot, listen to Shabbos, Shabbos, Sukkot, Hayusham Arba Mushmona, you should still go ahead and use the example of Shabbos of Sukkot, even if it's the same number. So we'll say, even if it turns out, so first of all, Rava says, you're wrong. Number one, why are you wrong? Because Lamai said they did blow three kolos to open up the gates on Shabbos morning. Number two, even if you're right, which you're not, by the way, right? Even if you're right, which you're not, right? And they didn't blow those kolos, you should still use the example of Shabbos of Sukkot to illustrate the maximum number of tekios rather than Erev Shabbos, and I'll tell you why. The Shabbos Minotarti. You can learn two things from this. Now, number one, Shabbos Minot Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Number one, you can see the way Pasuk Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, namely, that we don't blow the three kolos on the 10th step. And number two, v'shamis mina to Rav Acha Bar Chanina. And you could also learn out of Rav Acha Bar Chanina, who ultimately said that what? That Allah Chalamaisa, every Musaf gets its own set of tekios. In other words, if you would have used the case of Shabbos of Sukkot, it's true, it's the same 48 maximum as Erev Shabbos on Sukkot. But the case of Shabbos Sukkot would have yielded these two additional pieces of information. Number one, that we pass Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we don't blow on the 10th step. Instead, we blow when we pour the water on the Mizbeach. And number two, every single Musaf gets its own 9 tekios. So you should have used that case regardless. To which the Gemara says, Allah Amar Rava, Lefi Shein Tokin Lemilu Yimayim B'Shabbos. Oh, so why didn't the Mishnah use the case of Shabbos Sukkot? I'll tell you why. Because Shabbos of Sukkot, we actually don't blow the shofar when drawing the water for the Nisuch HaMayim. We don't blow the shofar when drawing the water for Nisuch HaMayim. The Batzri Tuva, therefore again, you are missing a number of tekios. A number of tekios, Rashi says over here, we'll say, now by the way, we know this, why don't we blow the shofar for the drawing of the water on Shabbos? Why? Because we don't draw the water on Shabbos. Remember again, this is two Mishnayos ago. When do we draw, for Nisuch HaMayim on Shabbos, when do we draw the water? Erev Shabbos, when we had this whole discussion, they put it in a golden barrel, that's not actually shari, so it shouldn't become possible by Lina. So of course, if you're not drawing the water on Shabbos, ultimately, again, the tekiyos of water drawing are not sounded. Therefore, again, the basi tuva. Therefore, you're missing a number of tekiyos. So it turns, interestingly enough, Rava says, it's a very simple reason why we don't use the case of Shabbos sukkis to illustrate the maximum number of tekiyos. For one simple reason. It's not the maximum number of tekiyos, because lemaisa, you're missing all of the water drawing tekiyos. The listing nami Rosh Hashanah shechalios b'Shabbos. Why don't you bring up the case of Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos? Rashi says over here, second to last line in Rashi, the listni Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Acha Mosfiran. Actually, we have to go back here. The listni Rosh Hashanah Chalos Shabbos Da'ika Tlasa Musafin. Both say, listen to this, because Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos has three Musaf offerings: Musaf to Rosh Hashanah, Musaf to Rosh Chodesh, Musaf to Shabbos. Three Musaf, which both say, gives you what? Gives you how many tekiyos just right there? 27. Just by your Musafim. Before you got started with anything else, you're already up to 27 tekiyos, to which the Gemara says, so both say, if you want to illustrate a maximum number, shouldn't you use that case? So why does it, both remember again, the Mishnah for the maximum case uses Erev Shabbos of Sukkis. Erev Shabbos of Sukkis, it's Terechai. No, the truth is we need the case of Erev Shabbos that falls out on Sukkis. Why? Number one, Lashmenik Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Number one, to teach us Halacha falls Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, namely, that we don't blow tekiyos on the 10th step, rather we only blow the tekiyos when pouring the water on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Atu Mika Amar Lisniha Velo Lisniha. Lisniha Velo Lisniha. Why does it have to be an either or? Why don't you list both cases? Why don't you list the case of Erev Shabbos on Sukkis? And that way I can utilize that case to teach that Allah Chavaz Rebelez Ben Yaakov that we don't blow the shofar on the 10th step. And also bring up the case of Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, which seems to be, again, the maximum number of tekiyos, to which the Gemara says, Tana V'Shir. Because it will say, stylistically, the Mishnah doesn't include every single case. Sometimes the Mishnah leaves off certain cases. My shir, so what else was left off? The high shir. Shir Erev Pesach. Listen to this, it will say, what was left off? What was left off was the case of Erev Pesach. So it will say, what's the case of Erev Pesach? Im Yishum Erev Pesach Lav Shiurahu. So it will say, so remember again, Erev Pesach is another good case. Why is Erev Pesach a good case? Rashi points out over here very, very, very quickly. Rashi says over here, Erev Pesach, Shiesh B'Shchidas Pesach, Chof Zayin Tekiyos. Listen to this. Erev Pesach had another 27 tekiyos. But say, where do you get 27 tekiyos from? Because Halacha L'maisa, the Mishnah, the Gemara says that Pesach, the Kar Pesach was shechted in three shifts. In three shifts. Right? Each of those shifts had 9 tekiyos. They would repeat Hallel 3 times, and you would blow 3 blasts for every single round of Hallel. So Erev Pesach is another, I'm sorry, I'm not doing this justice, but we're out of time in 2 minutes. So again, Erev Pesach was another example, ultimately again, of an incredible number of tekiyos, an extra 27. Yet the Mishnah did not include that, to which the Gemara, well, so just so you understand how we get to 27. Pesach was shechted in three shifts, and Halacha L'maisa, the Mishnah said that they used to say Hallel 3 times. And every time you would say Hallel, that's many, because you said Hallel throughout the Shechita. Every time you said Hallel, you would blow 3 blasts. So essentially you have 9 per shift, total of 27. To which the Gemara says, Im Yishum Pesach Lav Shir. That's not a good example. I'll tell you why. To Haman Rabbi Huti Hida Amar, Miyameim Shal Kachlishis, Lo Egiya Lomara Hafti Ki Yishma Hashem, Mepnei Shahaya Uma Im Amma Mu'atin. That's not a good idea. I'll tell you why. Because Halacha L'maaseh will say they weren't really 3 full shifts. There was so much zrizos to go ahead and offer up Karban Pesach that Halacha L'maaseh, there were very few people by the third shift, to the point that they never even finished Hallel once. They only got to Ahavti. So because of that, often Erev Pesach, they didn't even sound another full 27. Because remember again, 27 represents what? Reciting Hallel 3 times per shift. That happened in shift 1, it happened in shift 2, did not happen in shift 3. That's why the Mishnah doesn't bring up this case. So the Gemara says, V'dilma, hai tana savale kavase. The Gemara says, I'm sorry. So we see over here that we're not establishing like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, V'dilma, hai tana savale kavase bechado polgale bechado. Maybe ultimately again, maybe Halacha L'maisa. We said before that Halacha L'maisa, the Reisha doesn't reflect the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Going back to the beginning of this sugya, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tekiyah Trua Tekiyah is one unit, is one kol. Here we're saying it's 3. So V'dilma, Hai Tana Sabar Le Kavase Bechada Upalega Le Bechada. Maybe our Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda in one case and disagrees with a different case. He disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda that there is Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tekiyah Trua Tekiyah is one sound. Our Tana holds that it's 3. But he agrees with Rabbi Huda in the case of Karban Pesach that the third group, the third cohort, never even made it through Halal. Therefore, you really never had an additional 27 kolos. So the Gemara says, Ela my shir, the high shir, shira erev Pesach, shechalios b'shabbos. Ultimately, again, rather, what happened? It must be that the Mishnah is not an all-inclusive case. And there are other examples as well. The Mishnah left off the case of Erev Shabbos, or I should say Pesach, that fell on Erev Shabbos, apik shis va'ayol shis. The Gemara says, look at Rashi, Erev Pesach shchalios b'shabbos, ta'apik shis, mitkiyas. So remember again, when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, on one hand, we could remove six. Because remember again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the third group only, remember, when, I'm sorry, one last piece, then we're really going to stop. Remember, according to, when do you blow the blasts for Halal? You blow them before Halal, which means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the third group only began Halal once. So group number three would only blow three blasts. Take out six tkios from the last group. But ultimately, again, the good news is you could replace those with six on Erev Pesach that falls on Erev Shabbos. Where do the additional six come from? Erev Shabbos. Because Erev Shabbos always had its own additional six. Right? So we'll stop over here for today. And we're going to continue really incredible sugyas. We're fine. We're fine with timing and we're fine. We're good. We're going to continue right here. And Miratz Hashem, we'll see. We'll continue with the sugya. And ultimately, again, we'll see the Rambam then who will put this all together to show us how the Seder HaTikiyos truly occurred. Shkoyach. Thank you.